And Matt Bevan is back to tell us what's making global headlines. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Speculation over the opinions of three men on a 46-year-old court case is starting to consume the political discourse in the United States today. The three men are Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh and Chief Justice John Roberts, and the court case is Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court decision, which prevented state and federal governments in the US from banning abortion during the first and second trimester. This decision, Roe v. Wade, was superseded in 1992 with Planned Parenthood versus Casey, that decision, which allowed governments to ban abortion from the point at which a fetus is viable, generally around the 23rd or 24th week. The reason this is in the headlines is because the state government of Alabama has passed legislation which would punish doctors who perform abortions in the state with 99 years in prison. The Republican-led state Senate passed the bill yesterday, which only has exceptions to avoid a serious health risk to the pregnant woman, for example, in the case of an ectopic pregnancy, or if the unborn child has a lethal anomaly. The Democrats in the chamber introduced an amendment to exempt rape and incest victims, but that was defeated. The Democratic leader, Bobby Singleton, was furious about the passage of the bill when he addressed the state Senate. And just a warning, what he said is pretty confronting.
You just raped Alabama with this bill that you're about to send out here, and the governor, when you sign it, you just raped the state of Alabama yourself. You just raped every little baby. You just raped every little girl. You just raped every woman who been raped by a man. You just raped her all over again. Yes, I said it. And I hope your conscience is eating your head up. I hope it's eating you bad, because I'm going to be on your conscience for every day from this point on about the fact that you just took Alabama and you just rubbed her through the gutters and you just ran her down the sewage, because Alabama didn't need this. We already being looked at as a backward state and you just gave her an abortion.
Meanwhile, Clyde Chambliss of the Republican Party said that the bill is morally right.
A life is a life, and even if it is, its origins are in very difficult situations, that life is still precious. Life is a gift of our Creator, and we must do everything that we can to protect life.
The bill has been celebrated on Fox News by conservative commentators like Eric Metaxas.
The people of Alabama have spoken, and the beauty of this, first of all, I'm thrilled this happened, but for many reasons, because as an American, this needs to go to the Supreme Court, and people in America need to argue, is this a human life? If it turns out that this is a human life, can we all agree that it's wrong to take that life? We have to have that conversation. The abortion activists have said, we don't want to have that conversation. You're on the wrong side of history. Shut up, shut up, shut up. Alabama has forced us to have this conversation.
Now, the reason he is talking about the Supreme Court here is because this bill is almost certainly illegal under current case law. It almost certainly violates the principles set down by Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey. This is much like another anti-abortion bill passed in Georgia last week, which would ban abortions if a fetal heartbeat can be detected, essentially banning abortions from 6 weeks of pregnancy onwards. These bills are fairly likely to be found to be contrary to established law, and that's kind of the point, because the aim is for these bills to be struck down by the courts and go through an appeals process, which would take them all the way up to the Supreme Court. Now,
We've got a different Supreme Court these days.
Indeed. 3 years ago, that is where that would have ended. The Supreme Court with a Liberal majority would have struck down the bill and upheld Roe v. Wade. But since 2016, the composition of the court has changed significantly. You might remember back in 2016, Justice Antonin Scalia died. Theoretically, that was up to Barack Obama to replace him. But the Republican Senate held the court seat open until after the 2016 election and replaced Scalia in the end with Judge Neil Gorsuch. And he was asked during his confirmation hearing about his opinion of Roe v. Wade.
Do you view Roe as having super precedent?
Well, Senator, super precedent is a
in numbers. 44.
It has been reaffirmed many times. I can say that. Yes.
Yes, dozens.
Then last year, Donald Trump confirmed Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court as well. Here's what he had to say about it.
As a judge, it is an important precedent of the Supreme Court. By it, I mean Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey.
Now it is seen on the Supreme Court as now there are four hardline anti-abortion conservatives and four liberal judges. The swing judge is the Chief Justice, John Roberts. And he was asked when he was confirmed back during the George W. Bush administration what he thought about Roe v. Wade.
And there's nothing in my personal views based on faith or other sources that would prevent me from applying the precedents of the court faithfully under principles of stare decisis.
But this is going to be a massive debate all the way up to the Supreme Court, Fran, and during that case once it reaches that higher court. Because really, this, for many evangelical voters, is the reason that they voted for Donald Trump in 2016. They wanted this to happen, and now it looks like it's on the way.
Wow, that is an important change. I mean, it's a critical change for women in terms of the whole important women's right to choose. Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, friend.
Matt Bevan, it's 7:08 on Breakfast.